Okay, I'm going to call the Williamson County Board Ethics Committee meeting to order. First item we have on the agenda is appointment of Ethics Committee Chair. Any nominations?
I nominate Rick Rimberly.
We have a nomination. Do we have a second on it? Rick, you want to second that, or?
Sure.
No, I'm kidding. All right, second?
Yeah, I'll second. As long as he's willing to second himself.
No, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, Rick, you're the chairman.
I think you'd be so good at it.
Do you want me to go ahead and just keep going? We've got procedures and stuff. This basically is for information purposes. I'm going to go over a few things on procedure. Basically, as you know, this is not required by law. We do not have to set up an ethics committee. However, your policy provided that if you get a complaint, it's supposed to go to the ethics chairman, Mr. Chairman. Bear in mind, you all really don't have any authority. See, the state legislature was great to give you this burden, but you really have no authority to punish anybody. When we get to it, and I'll get down to that. Your policy basically provides that 3 members are going to serve on this board. 2 of them must be committee members. Obviously, we have 3, so we're good. The records of the Ethics Committee will be maintained by Lydia. And questions and complaints regarding any sort of violation of the Code of Ethics, now we're talking about the Code of Ethics, will go to the chairman. We've elected a chairman. We've already spent the secret boards. Maintain the secretary and shall. Questions and complaints. Got it. Purpose of meetings. Okay, now when you receive complaints, if we get a complaint and it'll be forwarded to you, it must be in writing, it must be signed, and it must have sufficient detail to support the allegations. Now, again, we are talking about the Code of Ethics. Now, we've received a couple of complaints where I'll get into a little bit later. But the Code of Ethics has to deal with accepting gifts, accepting something for votes, accepting something for an action. I did have my definition.
Jason's got it up.
Okay. So you cannot accept any sort of gift, money, or gratuity for a particular vote, action, inaction, or any matter that's before the board. The specifics you provide may concern the Williamson County Board of Code of Conduct now, not the Code of Ethics now.
Say that again, please, Bob.
You likely, because the first 2 complaints we've received have nothing to do with the Code of Ethics. They are complaints against the Code of Conduct, okay? Code of Conduct is what you all pass saying this is how we should act during meetings in public. There is no complaint process for the Code of Conduct. So what happened was is those who made the complaints under the Code of Conduct, but then they're using this process under the Code of Ethics to try and get before the board.
But we have no say-so, no nothing to do with the Code of Conduct. No.
That's correct. Well, correct.
Not only we, but like the board doesn't really have much of a...
The Code of Conduct is
more
kind
how
of
you should
on
act.
How you govern yourself.
How you should act.
Yes, it's between all of you, it's like this is how we should act as good board members.
It's self-governance, essentially.
So, let's see. As I said, there wasn't going to be a whole lot going on. Okay, are there any questions about the procedure?
So if we, simply talking in hypotheticals before we talk about the actual complaints, but mm-hmm. So if you receive a complaint, regardless of, like, it's you don't end up being the arbiter of whether it applies or not.
That's correct, from this day on.
So you forward it to Rick, mm-hmm. and then do we convene to determine that, or can Rick make
Rick and I will actually discuss it, okay, and discuss whether it is a valid complaint under the code of ethics. If it is, then we call the board meeting and we discuss. Now, when
we call an ethics committee.
Ethics committee, yeah. I'm sorry. Now, the three, once you get a complaint and you determine there is a violation, there are basically three things that you all can do. You can refer the matter to legal and ask whether this is a violation of a law or is it just a policy. The other is a possible public censor, which doesn't really do anything. And the third is if it involves a violation of a state statute or another applicable law, possible ouster or criminal procedures. So that's basically your three.
So what is
remedy, your three duties?
So it's not only the code of ethics.
No, it's a code of ethics. That's it.
Okay, then there's a violation of law.
There's code of ethic laws.
Okay.
There are a lot of them, actually. There's half a dozen of them.
But so this says that we can, if there is a possible violation of statutes, then our, is it the committee or is it the board? It says refer to the matter to the DEA for potential ouster or criminal proceeding.
It would be a vote on this board. You would all take the complaint. If you needed to investigate it, we would probably call another meeting, schedule one a month down so that we could investigate the allegations. Should it come back that it is a violation of law, say he took a car for a vote, you would decide that's a violation, vote, and then authorize me to take it to the DA.
Okay.
When you say you, who is you?
The committee.
The committee.
So it's not the board. So this
No.
Nothing ever goes back to the board.
No.
Okay.
The only thing goes back to the board are the policies. If we end up changing the policy, which.
Sure. So this is, and this is not just a board member. This is
employees.
So employee, we refer the member to the superintendent. And I guess if employee or a board, if it's potential criminal, we can send it to the DA. And if it's a board member just for a ethics violation and not a violation of law, then we'd refer it back to the board for censure.
Mm-hmm. If that's where the board decides to go. If you vote and say you want to censure, then you can take it back.
But censure is really the only option.
It's just a board decision.
Correct. It would go back before the board.
But it doesn't get it. The committee decides to refer it back to the board if we feel it's warranted. I mean, it's at least we know what our options are.
Mm-hmm. Jason, you have anything to add?
I don't.
Okay. Any questions, Rick?
Not for me. Thank you.
Okay. The final thing that we are going to discuss is, like I said, we had a couple complaints. I've already answered them. They came in several months ago, beginning of August, I believe. I've drafted them. They've been responded for about a month and a half. We were waiting on for some additional information. Comes back, and the first complaint that we received, again, was not a complaint under the Code of Ethics, although it stated what it was. It was a Code of Conduct, and the basis of the complaint claimed a violation of the Code of Ethics because comments were made concerning certain elected public officials. That is not a violation of your Code of Ethics. Okay, it could be an issue under your Code of Conduct, but again, that doesn't matter. They also made the use of district resources to actively campaign because the complaint was based on another politician. There were facts, but they were not detrimental, but negative towards this person, and they didn't like it.
And was it done on, when it says district resources, was it done on like a...
It wasn't done.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with it whatsoever.
Okay.
It's baseless.
So no...
It doesn't even...
Resources of ours were used.
No.
System.
No.
Was it just social media or something that was... So the name of the district...
See, the resources are like...
No, I agree. I get that. But that was...
Using an email is not a resource, okay? Unless you're using it to send out business. If you're sending out 500 emails to possible business, we've got to have a little talk.
But using my Williamson County Schools name on my Twitter account or Facebook or whatever is not...
That does not consider, does not reach to this level. I will put it that way. And the second complaint was
So first of all, it was a... it was a, the allegation was related to the code of conduct,
correct,
not to the ethics.
Correct.
And under the, and under the code of conduct,
there is
based
no,
on based on your legal review, there was no basis. I mean, ultimately our authority would stop at the point that we determined that it wasn't a
correct
ethics committee.
Correct.
And we just kind of then. So then, what happens to it then? Do you just refer it to the chair?
No, I mean, we would report to the chair.
Right.
But no, if you decide there's no code of ethics, that's it. It goes in the minutes and you
no,
go home.
We, I get that for us, but I'm just saying, like, for these, if we, if Rick gets
if it's
it,
an employee, it would be in the record or something to state this was the conclusion of the board when it comes to this issue.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Bobby, is it the three of us who determine that a complaint is not a code of ethics matter, but perhaps a code of conduct? Or is it?
Well, you can, but once you get to that second part of it, if your question is this a violation of the code of ethics or code of conflict? The moment you say it's code of conflict, it's out of your hands. It's no longer an issue before you.
Okay, so a complaint comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You have looked over two complaints, and you
mm-hmm.
said neither relates to the code of ethics.
Nope, not even close.
Okay, so that was your determination. Are we involved in that determination?
You will be.
Okay.
You will be. And like I said, on the first ones, we received them before this board was
okay.
created.
If
they were relevant, committee, if they were relevant in any way,
mm-hmm.
I probably would have brought them before you to discuss.
Okay.
However, there is no basis whatsoever. Like I said, the complaints had nothing to do with the ethics.
Okay, got you.
So just to kind of reiterate, I'm going to just say, so since it's off your table,
mm-hmm.
if it comes to you, then you can actually talk to Bobby and determine, because we don't have to get together as a committee, you can actually talk to Bobby and determine whether there's a, it's very obvious it's a code of conduct versus a code of ethics. If it's a code of conduct, then that just stops right there. You don't even have to call it
a committee
meeting.
If it's a frivolous complaint where it has no basis whatsoever, you and I could discuss it and say.
And it doesn't have to come to committee.
Well, it could even have a basis for the code of conduct, but if it doesn't have any relevance to
the code of ethics,
if there's no complaint
yeah.
to the code of ethics,
right.
then it just dies right there
with your conversation.
Okay, is it the chair's discretion on how the chair handles that? Because
if you want to bring it before him, we
okay.
bring it before
yeah.
him.
It's fine.
If you want to bring them all before him, we bring them all before him.
Okay.
And
gotcha.
We're happy to, whatever.
I get paid by the hour, so I'm happy with that.
So if I may, Bobby, just to, I've got the policy pulled up based on that state law about the code of ethics. So if there is an allegation of someone, whether a board member or an employee, accepting directly or indirectly any gift, money, gratuity, or other consideration or favor of any kind,
mm-hmm.
that a reasonable person would understand would be to influence a vote,
mm-hmm.
an official action or a judgment of the official,
mm-hmm.
then an allegation of that violation is what would be under the purview of this
case. Yes, yes,
okay.
yes.
And then how would either a decision of the chair not to take it to the committee or a decision of the committee be communicated?
Well, I would say we need to notify all the board members that we did, and it was frivolous.
Okay.
But either the chair or you would respond to the complainant?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
yeah, at that point.
Yeah. Okay. So really a proper complaint under this policy would have to state the basis on which on this policy, the basis under which
under
the
code of ethics, right. Right.
So
explain what the violation was, the supporting facts, and again, you've got to sign it. It's got to be in writing, typed, email. But you've got to be able to sign it and then submit it. So that's the requirement before it even gets reviewed.
And are there any requirements on how they submit it? In other words, can it simply be an email to me
or to signed.
Signed.
Yeah.
So it goes to the district office.
It probably, it could.
Yeah.
But it could be.
But you can have the electric signature.
They can electric signature
too.
Or
yeah.
a scanned in and sent to us.
But it seems like we ought to clarify how that can actually be filed, whether it's filed directly with me
mm-hmm.
or whether it's filed to the district.
Yeah.
Whether it's mailed.
Yeah, the policy says that when we get it, when the district gets it, I guess, then we forward it to you.
That makes sense.
Any other questions?
Just were the two complaints are about, were they both against board members, or were they
board member?
Okay.
Well, you didn't read the second one. What was the second
yeah,
one?
Yeah, it was real. It was like two sentences.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was concerning comments made by the board member, which was it hurt her. I don't know. Hurt his feelings, maybe. I don't understand. That was the ethics complaint, was that they said mean things.
We shouldn't be in this position if
we yeah, if you can't.
So we have no further business tonight.
No, sir. No, sir. The law says that we're supposed to meet as soon as possible after you create the committee to choose the chair, and that was the purpose of this meeting. I did want to go over these procedures with you, answer any questions, and then let you know about the two complaints, that they're frivolous and they've already been answered. So,
any questions, Jay, Sheila?
I'm good.
Move to adjourn.
Do you get any extra pay for the extra?
He does. Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. So we adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you.